We're going to start now the next midah after Yashar Rachamenu, the midah of Yichboish Avonai Seinu. So the Yichboish Avonai Seinu means the Kadosh Baruch Hu covers over the Averis. So the question is, what do you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu to cover over the Averis if you did tshuva already? So they're not there. So when we cover the Averis over, like you're burying them, you got rid of the Averis, right? So your tshuva got rid of the Averis. So what do you have to cover them? So what he's going to be mechadish over here is that the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not talking here about the hanhaga, how he's kovish the averis in tshuva. He's talking about how much does he look at the averis to begin with, before the tshuva. How much does the avera poigim in the person before the tshuva even? And he's mechadish here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system that the value of a mitzvah is much greater than the value of an avera. So what happens is that when a person does a mitzvah, it goes up to Shemayim. It's unbelievable. It's schar, it's unbelievable. But the averas are much less. The averas, Hashem pushes down. He doesn't look at them so strongly. He doesn't pay that much attention to the averas. He lets, you know, he doesn't necessarily give the same toikif to the averas. And that's what he says here. He says, Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnayigim Yisrael b'midah zu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us in the following way. V'hisoid kvishas ha'ovon. It's covering over the avera. Because the mitzvah is kapirachas, also nitzah, but kaz v'oilad in tachlis. The konis for fun of his brach. The power of a mitzvah is complete ruchni. It's the highest level that goes up straight to Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the mitzvah, and you're connected to the mitzvah. Like we said in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Ruach HaChaim actually, that when a person does a mitzvah, they're makif. They have an or makif. They're zoicha to an or from the upper elamais, and the kinyan of the mitzvah is arein tachlis. A person zoicha to a tremendous amount with every mitzvah, and you connecting yourself to a point which is higher than any possible point. Omnom ha'avoinos, but averis elam kenisa sham. Averis are not that way. They have no Knisa, they have no entrance into that higher realm. Chas v'shal, ela koiv shal, Hashem is koivish them. Hashem pushes down the averis, shelo yikonzu, that they don't have access to the highest point in Shemayim. Kediksev, lo yigurcha ra. That means the ra is not gar, does not live, does not dwell with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It dwells in a lower plane. Lo yigurcha ra. The ra does not gar with you. The ra does not dwell with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ra is a much lower level. Im kein ein ha'avon nichnas pnima. The oven does not enter pnima, does not enter all the way in to Shemayim. Umitam zeh. But the mitzvah is able to reach a much higher point in the person's avodah. Umitam zeh. And this is pshat, schar mitzvah, b'hai alma leka. That a person cannot get rewarded for a mitzvah in this world. You know why? Because the mitzvah being so spiritual does not relate to this world, b'chlal. What a person accomplished with this mitzvah, again, very nefesh ha'chaim type of concept, what a person accomplishes with the mitzvah is connects to an oilam, which is from the highest oilam, it can't manifest itself down here. There's nothing about the mitzvah which will be able to manifest itself here. It's up there in Shemayim. How's a Kodesh Baruch Hu going to give from what's in front of him? Right? How's that? Hashem can't give you a ruchni stick of schar in a gashmi stick of world.
You have to say that some mitzvahs have schar in this world, but they have a different schar as well that goes lavala.
Right, so what because you have to say,
there are some right.
So, so Rabbi Valensky is asking, so how do you justify the fact that there are some mitzvahs that you do get rewarded for in this world? So the answer to that is because the Rambam answers that question. The Rambam says that the schar that you get from mitzvahs in this world is not really schar of the mitzvah. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to continue giving you toiv so that you can do more mitzvahs. It's not a reward for the mitzvah. It's giving you another opportunity to do more mitzvahs. So for example, let's say you say to, I don't know, you know, the more that you're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu an excuse to give you something, because look, I'm using it for your benefit, right? So for example, here, let's say you have an employee. You have an employee, and the employee gets paid for his work, okay? Now, he's doing excellent work. And you see that if you buy him, you know, a new computer, he'll be able to do a lot better work. So you get him a new computer. Is that payment? Is that reward? What is that? It's not schar, but he's getting something. He's getting a computer, after all. But he's getting a computer because you see that if I get him a new computer, he's going to produce more for me. So therefore, it's a worthwhile investment to get him a new computer, and now he'll be able. Right?
So what you're saying is like the schar, the salad mitzvah in Hayalma
is the investment. Yeah. It's not a schar. It's not a reward. This is the Rambam's pshat. The Ramban disagrees. The Rambam says that the Kadosh Baruch is investing in us more when he knows that you're going to use it for the company, right? Which is, you know, really part of the bigger picture of how Rosh Hashanah works. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks how much you're investing.
That's your Rosh Hashanah shir.
That's my Rosh Hashanah shmuz, right? Exactly.
that this is the company,
yeah,
and the boss wants to give us the tools so we can benefit the company.
Exactly. Yeah, you remember. Okay. So, good. So if I come back, I got to come up with a new topic, you're saying. You know, I think this year we have plenty of topics to talk about. But anyway, so yes, that would be the idea. So he says, the entire world is not kedai. To the schar you get from a mitzvah and elam haba, you can't even compare it. It's not, you know, you can't, it's not currency, which is exchangeable. It's just, it's a different planet. Now, he now goes and says, so this is the idea of koivish, of he's yichboish avoneseinu. It's different than all the other ones. All the other ones were in the process of the tshuva, right? But this one, and he's saying the midah of rachamim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the avera in a whole different way than he treats the mitzvah. The mitzvah he carries, he takes it up to Olam Haba, he gives you a tremendous schar ruch. The avera he pushes down. Okay, an avera, whatever. I'm not gonna let you get away with it, but I'm not gonna treat it with the same chashivas. We saw this concept, by the way, in Nefesh HaChayim. You know, the concept that there's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. If we go back to the first chapter of Nefesh HaChaim. Niran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The highest level is Neshama, then Ruach, and then Nefesh, right? We said that there's the wind blower who blows in through a pipe, and then he creates the vessel, right? In the vessel is where it's Nefesh, right? In the pipe is the Ruach, and then Neshama is total Ruchni. These concepts. There's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. When a person does a mitzvah, they're strengthening their neshama. But when a person does an avera, they can never be poigim the neshama. They're only poigim the nefesh and the ruach. They're never poigim the neshama. They never do anything to be poigim, to make the neshama not tahira. Because neshama shenas not to be tahira. It remains tahara always. So therefore, that's the power of tshuva, is a person goes tap back into the neshama and fix all the problems. Right? So this is very similar to what he's saying here. Now he goes on and says something very important. He says, now we always think about this during the coming year. Hashem balances the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Right?
Hashem, very deceived. Yeah. Very deceived.
Everyone says, hey, you have more mitzvahs, you have more averis.
Yeah.
You have more averis, you have more mitzvahs. Hashem's on, you're on the scale. So he says it does not work like that. The scale thing, your kids are going to come home from school with a picture of a scale. Guaranteed that if they're anywhere between first and fourth grade, they'll come home with a picture of a scale, Hashem, averus on one side, mitzvahs on the other. Which one are you? So Talmud Dvarah says, total incorrect. That's not the way it works. He says, it's pasha, it doesn't work that way. Because one mitzvah is worth a lot more than averus. So a mitzvah is worth more than an avera. It's a different currency. So Hashem says like this, he says, Hamashal, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, look, Hashem does not say the following. Oh, also our boy mitzvahs, he did 40 mitzvahs, ve'eser averis, and 10 averis, nisharu, so what's left? 30 mitzvahs, 40 minus 10, knock off 10 mitzvahs, he did 10 averis, but he has 40 on the balance sheet. Okay, so he's in the black, right? So he's in the black, that's fine. No, it doesn't, chas v'shalom, doesn't work that way. Afilutz, in a way, there's a certain din in that. He says, you know why? Because the Kadosh Baruch wants to give you all the schar of your mitzvahs. You're going to get schar for 40. But there's a problem. We got to count up for the 10. So Hashem is going to give you din on the 10, but you're going to get full schar for the 40, because the ratio doesn't work that way. So there's no balance sheet. There's no scale. Oh, more mitzvahs, more mitzvahs. No. Hashem dons the averis. Then he looks at the mitzvahs. And then he figures out the mitzvahs are such and such. This is what the person's din will be.
Right. There's you get paid for the schar and you get punished for the yonah and for the, right. That's it. They're two separate files.
Two separate piles.
I think that's the pshat. That's the way we always understood it.
Okay. So, you know.
But with that logic, if an avera would keep you from doing a mitzvah in this world, shouldn't it carry the same weight because you're preventing you from doing a mitzvah?
What do you mean? Because avera is doing what?
If you're doing, you know, avera, what you said it, an avera brings an avera, right? Yes. So if an avera is preventing you from doing a mitzvah in this world, shouldn't it carry the same weight because you're essentially, by doing an avera, you're preventing from doing a mitzvah.
I'm saying there's a certain spiritual element to it as well, in terms of that. Okay, but the bottom line is that the actual avera, you're right, there's a lot of Hashem's cheshbonos because of this and that and that happened. But the bottom line avera and the bottom line mitzvah is the mitzvah is
two separate accountings.
He does not just knock off the account. And the mitzvahs are so precious to him. You're just going to knock it off because the guy did an avera? No, absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. Averas are in Gehenim. The mitzvahs is schari nichbad. It's shaykhis to the Shechina. The guy was, he did a mitzvah. He earned himself a position near the Shechina. So because it's a little bit of Gehenim that he deserves, I'm going to take that away from him. So Hashem does not do that. That's what he says. And this is the idea of Yichpo Yishavoy Neseinu. Right? Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Goy V'choy V'averas Yichpo Yishavoy Neseinu. And this we ask, Hashem, please look at our mitzvahs and don't let the averas get in the way. That's the point. Hashem, the tefillah of Yichpo Yishavoy Neseinu means Hashem, don't let the few mitzvahs we did block out you from seeing our mitzvahs. Don't let there be look at the averas low and look at the mitzvahs high and look at us in that light and say, look, oh, how many mitzvahs did you do? That's a great midas harachamim. That Hashem doesn't say, well, look, he did
tell you. So Hashem looks at it like this? He looks at the mitzvah and not get a good lens and the averot, he just kind of...
Right. This is what it means. Yichbo shavona seim. Hashem covers over the averas when he's looking at it. He doesn't give it the same chashivas. So when you do two, when a person does something in two different realms, right? The mitzvahs are, for example, let's say you have in your business, right? So the guy was a successful employee when it came to the important stuff. He's great. He's a great talker. He gets sales. He does all the good things, right? But Lamaisa, he makes a mess. The office is a mess. You go to get coffee and you leave your cups and your garbage all over the place, right?
Okay. He shows up late to every meeting. He's very late. He's late to work. He's late. He's never on time.
Certain things, right? But the bottom line is he gets the job done, right? So what are you going to do? No, it's not worth it because of his... who cares? The important stuff he does well, right? It's the other stuff. Okay, he makes mistakes. I'm not going to say now, well, look, he made 10 mistakes. He made 10 good sales. So he's done. He's useless, right? I'm not going to say that. You're going to say, the guy makes sales. This guy's my best salesman. He has got some problems. I got to fix those. He comes late. He takes my parking spot every day. I can't stand it. Right,
or he makes $1 million a year, but at the same time he steals $100,000. So you're left with $900,000.
What's wrong with
that?
Right. That's a kind of. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's a little, that sounds a little, but.
So the whole story with the scales and the balance.
So the
scales that they tell the kids, you know, and they tell us, it's really right. Just to like feel bad and like try to do our best.
Yeah, but it's not, according to this, it's not accurate. So I'll just finish with what his idea. His idea is that how you zoicha Hashem should look at you this way. You have to look at other people this way. Someone did you a favor. Someone did good things for you. Look, they made mistakes too. You're gonna focus on the mistakes. You're going to focus on the bad stuff they did. You're going to focus on the way that they annoy you, they rub you the wrong way. Okay, try to find something good about the person and highlight the good and push down the bad, so that when you could look at the person, you could look at the good in the person, you could judge the person favorably. And this is the way to see the person. That's how Hashem will see us as well.
Okay. Very important. Very hard to do, but very, very important.
Yeah. This is, but it's very practical. It's like
if we want to be like Hashem, we got to do it. You got to overlook.
The incredible part about the Sefer is he takes the deepest concept, and then he brings it so practical. Like, it's unbelievable. Okay, fine. We'll pick it up tomorrow, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Tomorrow, Zoom only. Okay.
Thank you.
Wednesday night, I do Zoom.